Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and this is our Christmas program. You know, folks, some people say I'm a Scrooge. They might be right. But here are three exhibits. Some people say they're excuses, but I call them exhibits in my own defense in this indictment that I might be a Scrooge. Number one. The early part of my career was spent in retail. Retailers know what that does to your holiday spirit. There's a syndrome for everything else. Why not have one for retail survivors? I call it the PTHSS, post-traumatic holiday shock syndrome. That's my first exhibit. Exhibit two. Since I don't wait until the holidays to give someone a gift, I don't feel the need to get all worked up about holiday giving. I don't wait. If I want to give you something in July, I don't say, I'll buy this and put it up and give it to them at Christmas. I give it to them right now. What if I'm not here at Christmas? What if something happens? I'm gone. I don't wait. Not that the ladies mind getting stuff all year. Let's not lose our head. It's just that they want me to be giddy about giving at Christmas time. Giddy? Bah humbug. Three, as an avowed and devout contrarian, it would be antithetical for me to feel obligated to do what everybody else is doing. And if there's one thing that has become part and parcel of the holiday season, it's obligation. For example, A, if someone gives my significant other and me a last-minute gift before Christmas, other feels obligated to reciprocate. Not me. I'll do something nice for them in May. B. After the Christmas cards have been sent, if an incoming card is received from someone that was not on your list, do you rush out to get them a card and send it out to them right away? Not me. Maybe next year. In the world according to Blasingame, giving should be voluntary, not obligatory. To a Scrooge, and folks, this is important, to a Scrooge, not reciprocating is actually endearing. It's not, you know, folks, it's not that I don't like the holidays. As a Christian, this is an important time in my faith life. And as a capitalist, the importance of holiday spending to our economy is not lost on me. But I just don't care for what we self-absorbed humans hath wrought on the holiday season. And if that makes me a Scrooge, guilty as charged. So, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, this isn't politically correct. I've only met maybe one female Scrooge before. So, on behalf of my misunderstood brethren, let me clear up a few things. Number one, Scrooges are lovable, huggable, and yes, even cute. Two, it's a myth that all Scrooges are skinflints. Some are actually quite generous, but their generosity isn't obsessive, and it doesn't come with giggles. Three, Scrooges can be quite caring and compassionate without saying, bless their hearts, over and over. As proof, and to influence an acquittal, I offer two challenges in evidence, one for me and one for us. I challenge myself to be more receptive to and tolerant of the silly parts of the holiday season and those who perpetuate the silliness, and you know who you are. But please be patient. The mill of a Scrooge grinds slowly. I challenge us to be more generous, loving, thankful, and spiritual all year long. Not just during the holidays. Imagine what would happen. Just imagine if we practiced peace on earth, goodwill toward everyone, every day, it might sound like this. Let's help those people right now in the middle of July. Peace to you and yours. Shalom. Shalem. Que la paz con ustedes. That's my best shot in Spanish. Please forgive me if it didn't turn out too well. That's, folks, that's the thing that I, when I think about Christmas, the thing that I think about just being together, about caring about each other, not so much about the gift-giving part, just spending time together and sharing memories, sharing love, sharing relationships. That's what Christmas is all about to me. That's what I think we should be thinking about more than anything else. And, you know, folks, one of the things that I love to do on Christmas Day is on my Christmas program is I love to do some quotes from one of my favorite books by our late friend John O'Donohue, our favorite Irishman that died much too soon a few years ago. John was with me many, many Christmases, joining us from Ireland. And his first book, Anam Cara, I hope it's still out there. I think it probably is out there in print. If you can find this book, folks, it will make a difference. It will uplift you. It will help you. It's a very, very spiritual book. It's called Anam Cara, and John taught us that Anam Cara means soul friend. And I want to read, in John's memory, I want to read what he called a friendship blessing. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. May this change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you all the blessings, challenges, truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you always be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anam Cara. That's from the book Anam Cara. It's called A Friendship Blessing. It's page 36, by the way, if you want to find it quickly. Anam Cara by the late John O'Donohue. Lost him much too soon. And by the way, folks, I was telling you about, I was reading that blessing to you before I met John. I found his book first, and then I found John. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be back after these messages. But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be gone. Hey, hey, I'd be long.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.